What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Cars on the Move, live with Ty from the Transport parking lot. He is at America's Auto Auction in Kansas City right now, so we're going to be going to him to him in a second. Do me a favor. Go ahead and, after you leave a like, thank you so much. Please do. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, send it to a friend. We're going to be live for 30 minutes. We're going to do a couple things today. What we're going to do is, number one, we're going to check in with America's Auto Auction Kansas City for the Guitars and Cars sale. It's next week. It's a big event for them, for dealers. It's a huge dealer event. And if you're in the Transport parking lot, we want to talk to you about why that's important. Also, just make sure you do know that you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, learn how to grow and network your car shipping business, get on a car shipping roundtable and talk with us live. Also, get the email so you're informed about what's happening on Tuesday nights. Actually, this coming Tuesday night is going to be a huge show. We've got Ship Your Car Now, a live software demo, and then the Powerhouse Automotive Professionals panel. That's going to be huge too. So please do say hello in the live chat. We got John Cochran, LAI Auto Transport of DC. Thank you, John, for saying hello and tuning in. Also, John, Finest Towing and Recovery in Florida. What's going on, fellow road gladiators? Well, I'll tell you what, let's check in with Ty and see what's going on. Ty, can you see us and hear us?
Yeah. Kansas City, America's Auto Auction. I'm not in the transport parking lot, and there's a reason I'm not in the transport parking lot today. The reason is because they're having the Guitars and Cars special event. What's the date on that, Jay?
So it's Wednesday the 11th. Guitars, here, let's bring up the... We've got a screenshot here. This is the, okay, Justin Moore, he's going to play a concert that evening. Okay, I guess it's a two-day event, August 11th and August 12th, a two-day event at America's Auto Auction on Wednesday. That's next Wednesday, August 11th, 800 units at 11 a.m. Central Time. And then Thursday, 1,700 units, August 12th, Thursday, 9 a.m.
Yeah, so what is this? It's a concert, right?
Well, that's what we need to find out, actually. Do you think there's anybody? I know they're they're super busy getting ready, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. I just walked through the office, and everybody had their head down, and everybody's getaway tie, but big show yesterday. So I think here's what I do know, because I've been to these several years up here. What I do know is this is dealer appreciation, right? So Cars on the Move, we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. Dealer appreciation is a big deal in the auction world, right? Why? Well, because car dealers need cars, so they come here and they buy them and they sell them. They do both. So every year, this auction for sure, they have a huge... They take the entire parking lot and they put a stage up and they have a real band that sings real music come in and entertain the dealers. So that's what dealer appreciation is. And as a car hauler, that's what we got to do, is learn to appreciate our car dealer, right? So anyway, that's enough of that. What else we got cooking?
That's enough of that. Okay, let me, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there, mister. You said, okay, why? Because this is an ongoing conversation, and that's good. It's good to have an ongoing conversation. And Tuesday night, need help shipping that? We were talking about, right, the intersection of communication, technology, expectations between dealers, carriers, brokers, shippers, and everybody has a different point of view on this. Now, you say love your dealer, and some may not always agree, but I want you to tell me why. Why do you love the dealer? Why does America's Auto Auction love the dealer? Why do you love auctions? Go.
Well, we got to pause. We got to go back to Tuesday night. Do you remember what happened Tuesday night? There was this one part in the show where we we say, who's the problem, the carrier or the shipper? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. It turned into really funny because I'm like, no, it's the carrier's the problem. You're like, no, it's the shipper. Well, I think we should make a whole show about it. But honestly, the reality of it is, and we all know this, or if anybody that's been in this business for a long time knows the shipper is the problem. But if you're doing your job right, you can cut off the problem before it becomes a problem, right? So verification, that guy, Marco, he was on there. He said, you know, that's one of the biggest things we spend time doing is verification. So as you learn this business, you learn to ask the van, the gate pass, is it really there, all those things. But ultimately, I say the carrier is the problem because the dealer is the one that's writing you the check, right? So if the dealer is going to write me the check, I'm going to figure out how to get along with the guy and how to do business because I need money to make my operation, my life, my family, whatever it is I got going on in life, I'm going to have to make money. So the shipper in Ty's world, Cars on the Move, is the dealer in the auction. Those people sometimes get bad information and give bad information. But as a carrier, you're supposed to know what to ask for, how to ask for it, and what to do, and hopefully avoid the problem, right? So it turns, because I read an interesting article, just a clip. I don't even remember what it was. Get this. This is no joke. The average dealer spends $29,000 a month for digital advertising. Did you hear that? Say that, Jay. Say that.
Wow. $29,000 a month. And you know what's interesting? I go back and I was looking at shows and editing and whatnot, and Joel was talking about his advertising's bit. Joel Hawk, Pogue Chevrolet, said his advertising bill is higher than his electric bill.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking about that this morning. What was his electric bill? $9,000. So $9,000 and say higher than that. So my point, what does this have to do with auctions, dealers, and cars, right? Why in the world are we talking about who's the problem, the shipper or the carrier, right? That's what we were talking about Tuesday night.
But that's why we have to have a macro view of the elements so we understand.
So these guys, I mean, I was just thinking about this. I thought, okay, $30,000 a month, and I'm worried about my $2,000 truck insurance payment.
And pause, here's the thing. At the same token, the carrier wants the dealer to understand his macro cost, right? The truck, the insurance, etc.
I disagree.
This is why we get into these debates and folks are like, hey, you guys are wrong. What about me? What about my cost?
Well, every business is different, but the homeowner doesn't care anything about you and your little lawnmower. They just want their grass cut because it's getting tall and the neighbors are having a problem.
That's a well-put analogy.
You don't need to know how you mow grass. Just get it mowed.
Just get it mowed.
I'm paying you to get the grass mowed, and I need it mowed. What are you doing standing here trying to explain your business cost to me? I don't care.
But I got to sharpen the blades, and I got to – I'm just kidding. Terrible.
Yeah. So Jay. Point being, yeah, why? I mean, dealers know, they've been around. They're not completely dumb. They know that it costs money to drive a vehicle up and down the road. They sell them all day long. I wonder what their gas bill is a month. You know what I'm saying? They understand it costs. They don't care, though. Just how much does it cost to get it from here to here? That's all I really need to know. Hey, who just rang the doorbell?
Guess what just happened? We just had the doorbell ring. Candy, can you hear us? Candy. Okay, Candy is walking in the room here soon. So now we're going to go to the next section of this. Can bad ideas kill your business? With Candy, featuring Candy at Jaxport Storage. She should be here. Candy, do you have your microphone on, Candy? Candy, can you hear me? Let's go to the live chat. Anybody, let's see. Vlad is here. Yes, Vlad is our friend and he's here. Hello, friends. Chris Chamberlain. Hey, guys and gals of the transport industry. Happy Friday. Go back to camera one for a second. So, here's what I think I want to know. Guitars and cars. America's Auto Auction Kansas City sale. How do we tie in the importance of the sale to the auction to the transporters with us today, or dealers that are here? How do we, you know what I'm trying to mind meld this event with who's watching and what's going on? How do we do that?
Well, so who's watching? We've got a dealer watching, we've got an auction watching, we've got a carrier watching, and some technology guys probably, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, this is for the dealer only. So here's what's interesting. You're like, well, so you mean I'm a transport guy and I can't go? No, you can go if you got a friend that's a car dealer, if you're a customer, right?
Oh,
there's another advantage of having a relationship with the dealer, because your dealer can bring you in.
Right, make the relationship with the dealer. Okay, so let's say you've got a dealer friend that will take you to the event on Wednesday, Thursday. Then what? Are you allowed to talk to other people?
Oh my gosh, that's all you do. It's the same thing as an auction, just no cars running through. It's nothing but how you doing, high five, slaps on the rear end, and keep on selling more cars. Let's go.
So
that's what it's all about.
So this is a marketing, networking. Wait a minute, this is almost like a trade show. This is like a living trade show.
So no talkers. No, it's just music only and drinks.
But I mean, right, okay, music and drinks and networking. There's no sit-down seminars, right?
No, it's a good time. Hey, that's old Steve. Hey, Steve-O! Sorry.
Hey, but we got a hey, buddy. Now, do we have Candy with us? Candy, can you hear me? Check, check.
Candy's gone.
Well, she's here. She just...
Yeah, she'll figure it out.
Oh, she just had a customer walk in. Okay. All right, she's with a customer.
Busy. She's busy. So it's dealer appreciation. It's that simple. We don't need to complicate it. I appreciate my customer, so I'm going to do something nice for my customer. That's what businesses do. Is that wrong or right?
Correct.
You appreciate your customer. I'm going to bring you donuts on Thursday, right? I appreciate your business. It's real simple. We don't need to complicate it. It's a concert. So whoever this, it's usually country. So I don't keep up with country, but it's a concert, and the dealers get to go on the auction dime, and it's auction saying, "Thank you, I appreciate your business. Have fun, enjoy."
Let's do another one. How about this? I'm going to throw you a curveball. This will be good.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We've seen a couple. We've noticed there are a few folks also doing auction promotions. We're seeing it on social media. They're standing at the auction, maybe in the lane, and now recently in the transport parking lot, and promoting the auction. Yeah, it's happening. Promoting the auction and being visible with it. Who is that message for, and why?
Well, here's my take on it. This isn't going to be the answer you're looking for, but to me, it reminds me of when you put a flashlight in the dark, right? All of a sudden, yeah, you got a light. What do you mean? Well, what I mean is transportation is a huge part of the overall conversation. At some point, we have to talk about transportation. Nobody's really wanted to do that for a long time because it's really dark. There's a dark side to transportation. They're never on time. Their things always break, and they lie a lot. That's kind of the dark side of transportation. So nobody really wants to talk about it. Then Jay comes along 201 shows ago and says, I'm going to talk about auctions, dealers, and carriers as a carrier, from a carrier perspective. And I don't know if this is my opinion, but just talking about transportation has drawn in the dealer, has drawn in the auction. And the reason is because they're trying to figure out what is wrong with the transport guy. how do I get this guy to get on the same page? I know I need him. I can't stand him, but we got to figure this out.
And so that is my, raw truth, man. Raw truth.
Yeah, and I think the reason that your show has done so well is because we're shedding a light on the problems of transportation. We're not trying to tell everybody about how terrible our business is or what. We're talking about how to service the customer, how to appreciate the auction, how to appreciate the dealer. If you're doing a load board, okay, well, we can appreciate that, right? But you're a service business, and in a service business, it's not about making money. It's about service. Don't get me wrong. We all want to make money. But if we put money before the actual service, you're probably not going to have a good day or a good week or a good month or a good year. You're going to be frustrated.
So
it needs to be organic, natural.
That's what's so interesting. So there's a lot here, because I think this gets back into expectations. Shippers have expectations that logistics find hard to swallow. But some of the expectations of why somebody got into this business... Again, if you've watched too many videos where they're throwing money all over the room, your expectations are totally messed up from the beginning. Correct?
Right. Yeah. So, see, the thing, and I always talk on the, from the, just below the OEM, right? So, I always like to put things in little categories so I can talk, everybody knows what we're talking about. I'm not really talking about OEM. I'm talking about used cars and auctions and used car dealers, right? I'm not talking about load boards and dispatchers. I'm talking about you owning your own business. And how do you do that? You appreciate the customer. You are a service business, right? So as this starts to unfold and it starts to grow and it starts to develop, there's this respect, appreciation. So as far as expectations go, my thing is, a car dealer will tell you his expectations. It's up to you to decide if you can meet those expectations. If you can't, that's when we start to negotiate. Next step. Hey, I need my cars here tomorrow at 4:00. Can you do it? Okay, don't just say yeah. Think about it for a minute. Can it really be done? Does that make sense? That's where the problem starts. Okay, so, hey, I'm the shipper. Okay, I'm calling the transport guy. Hey, I need these delivered by 4 tomorrow. Can you make that happen for me, Ty? Time out. Think about it for a minute. If you say yeah and you're not going to be there at 4 tomorrow, we've got a problem. Expectations weren't met, and he clearly established, told you the expectation. So now look at you. You suck because you said you would do it and you didn't do it. Now you're having a bad day because that guy's calling you every 15 seconds wondering, you said you'd be here at 4. Remember that phone call? We've all had it, right?
Or even, and as we talked about Tuesday night, maybe nobody even answers the phone. What's so strange here is that, I mean, we really seem to... go to camera one here for a second. I know when I work in dispatch, we're positive that we're fine and everybody else is the problem. But then, go to camera three, when we talk to the rest of the ecosystem, they're positive that transport is the problem. And around it goes. And I know talking about it, it's not gonna make us viral, but gosh darn it, that's what we need to do.
Oh, but gosh darn it. I mean, so look at it from this perspective. Who were we talking? Who did we have on the other night? I was somewhere, and everybody's kind of concerned about how many independent owner-operator carriers are we going to have, say, 2022? How many did we lose? How many didn't make it? How many, you know? So there's this kind of this concern. And you look at what ATI is pumping out from the perspective of content. We're not telling you to go get rich, go buy your one ton and your three car Kaufman and get a dispatcher and a load board. We're talking, hey, this is really a hard business and you probably won't make any money your first year, honestly. As a matter of fact, if you don't lose any money, you did something really special on your first year. And I don't know how we can take this shift from, I see these one tons and three cars driving all day long down the highway where I live. There's got to be money in it because there's people doing it. Slow down. You see?
And, you know, I was just thinking, I just had a thought, is that, and we see this with in all kinds of industry and facets of society, is that if we can't get somebody's behavior to change, meaning like shippers and et cetera, if they can't get the transporters' behavior to change as they see it, then they're going to use technology and evolution of equipment to make that behavior change. That's what we're seeing with telematics. We're seeing that, man, I got a crazy news story coming up Tuesday night. I just saw it on Automotive News. There are now driverless trucks. There are now driverless trucks in China for short distances. Just nobody at the wheel. Like crazy. Now, I don't want to scare anybody, but what I'm saying is, I think what I'm trying to say is this. If you fail to see this as a service business forever, technology will find a way to make you see it.
You know what you just said there is what I've thought for since about what, maybe 2015-ish. When did ELD come in?
Right, ELD, good example. 2019.
That's when I thought technology is going to force us to do our job. You're right. You said that. That's the perfect way. Whoa, who's that?
Hey, what's up, Candy? And I want to read this too. John says this. Candy will appreciate this too. John says, here, let's go to the live chat. And he's right. John is right. John at Finest Towing Recovery is right. This is a problem. And this is part of why we all have to talk about this. John says, Ty, everyone is undercutting each other. The cheapest price gets the work with a lot of dealers. And I think part of that is that's their load board addiction. Because the load board addiction is... Oh, don't get me started. Candy, how are you doing?
Hey, I can hear you guys now.
All hot. Right. Good to see Sorry you. To Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Hey, Candy. Can bad ideas kill your car shipping business?
Yes, all the way around. Bad ideas can kill your car shipping business, especially if you don't take into account everything. You have to take everything into account, mostly unforeseen events, unforeseen expenses. I guess I'm speaking more on an exporter, a consumer perspective, an exporter perspective. Like purchasing vehicles from the auction, non-runners and forklifts. Right now, here in Jacksonville, the port, they're not accepting forklift vehicles. Those are vehicles that won't roll, they won't brake, they won't steer on their own. There's a different expense. There's almost $1,000 additionally in expenses for booking a forklift going overseas for export. Hey, how you doing? Yes, one moment.
Candy's always busy. That's why we like to have Candy on the show. But Candy's down in Jacksonville, Florida. Candy's got a port. Part of the service that she has down there is, and this is gets Christo. Candy, Jay, I don't even tell you this. Candy and I talk all the time.
It won't she calls me like, right, so it's like that. Go back out once you come.
It's ridiculous.
Andy already filled it before.
And I don't know anything about ports, but I like Candy's heart in this because Candy's worried about the guys that are taking the loads off the load board to go to the port. That's what Candy's worried about, okay? That's what Candy stays up at night about. She's worried about these car hauler new guys who spend a ton of money, who are now in the business, who got a load board and a dispatcher, took a load off of a load board from somebody in Africa to take a car to a port in Florida, and now the whole thing just cost them $5,000 and the party's about over. It was supposed to be just an easy $1,000, right? Did I get that? Do you hear any of that, Candy?
Hey, I heard part of it. I had somebody walk inside doing a U-Haul rental.
Okay, keep going. So, can something kill your business?
Yeah.
Tell me
so,
the other day you called and you said there you had a list of people. So, what was that all about?
Say it one more time. The list.
You had a list of people that you've talked to. And they were all, yes. Yeah. So let's, what was this? This so is where this came from.
Storm Chaser. It's a new carriers. This is mostly for the new carriers who book units off of dispatch or low boards. that have never been to the port or did business at the port, and you're looking because there is an abundance on the load boards. Once you learn how to deliver there, pick up there, it does become a lot easier, calmer. It's the devil, you know. There is always going to be issues. There will always be something that can actually just not make it where it's smooth. So you have to really just be prepared for that. But I was saying that I've had a lot of new carriers. Usually we get a lot of new carriers who have assistance getting into the business, not really saved for it per se, but there is a different kind of carrier. There is a carrier who's happening to leave other professions right now. We've got a nurse. I remember the nurse, like not just degree professionals, but just who have calm lifestyles, who have lifestyles they've been able to afford them to get them to this point, to maybe retired military, but they have all the equipment, all the right equipment, but still don't have, they still don't know what they're doing, you know? So they're not really, this platform is great for learning that. And that's, I'm pushing this agenda so that they can actually see and hear other people who are already going into ports and doing it.
Right. So you called me and you were telling me about this one guy, company, whatever it was. They took a car and it came from some foreign buyer, right? Because you cars go to you because that means they're going to leave the United States. Is that right?
For the most
okay.
part. We offer.
So every day. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm wrong. Every single day, Candy encounters a new carrier with a new problem.
Yes, every single day.
Okay, so let me hear the most recent problem of a new carrier that you felt like really got shafted because they were new and didn't know what they were doing.
Yes, just picking up a port car.
So explain that. How does that happen? Where does that port car come from? How did he even know how to pick the thing up?
Okay, from Central Dispatch.
Okay, what's Central Dispatch?
Oh, from a load board, from where customer.
You had a new carrier. Okay, mm-hmm. Describe the equipment. New carrier.
It's a 5-pack. Brand new Dodge, clean Dodge 3500 with a 5-pack on it. I'm talking brand new straps, no grease on them. Very first load.
Okay, so 5-pack and a brand new 1-ton, we're looking 150 grandish. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's say they have good credit and they only had to put 10% down. That's only what is that, 15 grand?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, with insurance. Probably put it about 25, 28 to get rolling.
Okay, so this is the reason I'm asking these stupid questions, guys, because I this is what we see. This is what I talk to every single day. This is because of Jay. I get to talk to what Candy's talking about. All right. Candy gets to see it real life. I don't get to see it, I just get to hear about it. So Candy sees a clean cut individual who's got a brand new 3500 and a brand new 5-pack. Now, okay. They spent some money. They look like decent people. Apparently, they even had a profession prior to becoming a car hauler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, they pull into your place. Okay, now keep going.
Okay, so they pulled into our place because they got the cars from a load board from another city. This particular situation came from Nashville. So, they both got 5 units out of Nashville, Copart and IEA. Well, they did not know that the port had secured credentials where you had to have a TWIC card to enter the port. So once they get here to the port, they literally pull up to the gates of the port using GPS, they have the address, and they are stopped by security when they get to the port. They cannot go any further because they don't have credentials. A lot of times you can call, they can call one of their customers. The customers may give them our information or someone else's or assist your company to get a TWIC escort into the port. But most of the time, that's still a surprise. They're getting this lesson in 37 seconds while they're sitting at the front of the port getting turned around. So let's say they opt to come back to our facilities and get an escort into the port. Those are paid services. So now they're incurring new expenses that they had no idea about because when they were booking those loads, nobody questions regarding destination. Nobody asked the questions regarding even pickup. Does this unit run and drive? It's coming from an auction. Does it need a forklift? Is it supposed to have a key? It's like 20 questions that you're going to have to know the answer to get in and out of the port with those auction cars. Even if it's a Mannheim car and you're bringing it to the port, where is the title? Because you 9 times out of 10, you don't pick it up from Mannheim. So where do they mail the title to? Because you'll get to the port, even if you could get in, and still not have all the documentations, titles, dock receipts to support you delivering that cargo. So now you're stuck with it.
Okay, so this new individual with this new truck and this new trailer decided to get on Central Dispatch and find a load of cars from Nashville to Florida. Somehow he booked them. He made it somehow and got them loaded and somehow made it to your port from Nashville. Right?
Yes.
So he goes, picks. So he has to talk to somebody to get the five. Were they all five from the same broker, carrier, shipper, whatever? Where did the five come from? Were they separate individuals? How does that work?
Definitely separate individuals. You know, sometimes okay. You have customers.
Five cars, five different customers on one truck. And he may have had to go to five different places to get those five cars.
Yes, that's very realistic.
And he may have had to have paid somebody to load those five cars. And he probably didn't know he was getting into that. He probably didn't understand IAA and Copart, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he finally gets that all done. That would be enough for me to probably sell my truck and trailer right about there. But he decides to go ahead and head on over to Florida, Jacksonville, to the port. He gets there. He doesn't have a Twit card. What the hell is a Twit card? Well, that's something you got to have if you want to come through here. Well, how do I get one? Well, you don't. You call this service. Call Candy. Candy will do it. She'll show you how. Do you have all the paperwork? No, nobody. What do you mean paperwork? Okay, so as you're kind of like a detective, but as you keep going through there, you start figuring out this car was bought from somebody. Bought this car. It's going to where?
Let's say Nigeria. Most West African cargo goes to Nigeria.
Right. So there's somebody in Africa who either has a buyer here in the States or somehow is able to buy cars online from here while he's in Africa. Is that right?
Yes. There are a lot of online buyers, international online buyers. Copart a few years ago and IAA already, but they opened it up to overseas buyers. One thing I want people to remember when you live on a load board, look and see who has a bond, and that'll help you. It'll help you make better, more conscientious decisions when delivering, picking up, and delivering cargo, because there are a lot of Central allows a lot of people, a lot of companies, a lot of entities to have accounts, move cars without having any type of bond, no legal recourse in the U.S. So, and it could go both ways. It can go both ways.
Yeah, but why does this carrier need to know if that guy's got a bond? Yeah, all I did was call, find out where the cars were, went and picked them up, and drove to you. So now, why has he got a problem?
Who's going to do
what he was supposed to?
Yeah, who's going to make payment to you? How did you secure the payment terms as per your contract, be it on dispatch, verbal? Who's going to pay you for moving that vehicle? That's where that part comes into play.
So you're saying, so not only did they get the cars, make it to you, but then they had to spend more money just to get the cars off. And now they may not get paid.
Yes. And because you haven't discussed any of those things with the owner or the dispatcher, whoever's handling that vehicle, those additional expenses that you're getting, not just from us, but, you know, from us or not being able to access the port or even being delayed at the port, not having the documentation, who's supplying you those things? Who's responsible for sending you the dock receipt or letting you know where the title is if you didn't pick it up? Because you won't
get it. What happens to the guy that pulls in and says, man, this is not what I signed up for. F you, F you, F you, I'm out of here. Just leaves.
Yeah, that happens too.
They leave the car and everything, or they take the car with them?
Both. All and both. It really just depends on who pisses them off. And if they feel like they're not going to get paid, or if there's some tomfoolery.
So here's my quick take. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but here's, I've thought this for a long time. One of the reasons I've never messed with ports is because I heard the word twick. I don't even know what a twick is, so I'm out.
Okay.
If I'm going to start a new business, what are you saying? You're saying if I'm going to get in this business, don't use a load board or what?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying learn the nature. Learn your business. It's pieces that you just can't learn by hopping in the truck, taking off. It's way different than just going dealer to dealer. See, you got a brick and mortar when you're doing dealer to dealer. Somebody that you got that's going to be accountable. There's a lot of people play phone games. They hide. They don't take calls. You remember the power of Magic Jack and WhatsApp. You can click the button and turn those phones off. So just as quickly as you pick that car up, you thinking you're riding down the road doing 25 things. Most new carriers aren't thinking, is this guy just checking on my whereabouts to see if I've made it to the destination and got this car off? You know, and not to say every export dealer is like that, but you just have to learn that along the way. There are a ton of reputable export businesses who do good business, solid business every day, who aren't trying to run off on the plug. They are literally trying to get their cargo handled. And a lot of them been through this same thing. Carriers that went, oh, this don't feel right. I'm taking the cargo back home, or I'm going to take it back. You even have to learn the legal recourse of where you can take it as a carrier, because you're limited on that. Possession is still 9/10 of the law, but you're limited on where you legally can take that cargo.
Okay. So here's, you're what we call a core member. You're part of the gang. You've been around day one. We refer a lot of people to you. I know I refer a lot of people to Candy. Candy is a valuable resource, not just in port information. Candy is a valuable resource as transportation. Candy has an incredible background, a great experience in life in trucking, and has done everything pretty much that I've done. But she is far better than I am because she takes the time to learn this port stuff. So again, here's the value of ATI. You've got a group of people that have particular skill sets they're good at in different segments of this industry. And we wanted to bring Candy on to kind of expose, here's some things you should know about the port. Here's some things you should know about load boards. Here's some things you should know about the business. And I'm going to kind of turn it back around, wrap it up, and give it to Candy. Candy, so the title of this show is what?
Don't mess up in cars. What can mess up your car shipping business? What can kill your car shipping business?
Jay, you're on mute.
Jay, hate it when I do that. Sorry about that. Can bad ideas kill your car shipping business? Sounds like a great blog post, actually.
Yeah, it really does.
So, give us we lost your video there, Candy.
Yeah, we lost your video. And I want to say this, too, is that, sorry about the mute. I hate that. What I wrote down? Candy said there should be 20 questions you should have the answers to before you try to deliver a car to the port. I got to get rid of these titles. Check. That should be a blog post. Candy, that is your next media project. The 20 things you need to know before you deliver a car to the port.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Because you know what? I love that list. I think Sue would like that list. And I think that you could produce so much content out of that list.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Problem. You there?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass the mic back to Candy. Candy, we're gonna wrap up soon, but take the mic back, talk for a few more minutes, because I know you have so much good information. Please.
You know, I wanted to communicate this not just to the new carriers, because new, old, we have some real masters at the port, some drivers that come here day in and day out, that specialize in their lane. So there are a lot of exporters importers and exporters who depend and rely on them to learn what goes on at the port. Like, it changes from day to day. It's operational. So with that being said, it has to change to take into account all the other variables, you know, with ship delays, cargo delays. The port is a storage facilities. So with that being said, you're bringing in cargo for storage until it's exported. They run out of space. All the ship delays that we've had over the last year, year and a half, all those things play into account into how much cargo they can accommodate in coming in and going out of the port. So there are changes. The cargo, like forklifts, right now they've eliminated delivering forklift bookings because it takes so much manpower and so much space to accommodate forklift bookings. So when you find a vehicle on a load board and you see it, we know Copart and
oh, we lost you. Wait, we lost you. Hey.
Has it been an accident?
Start over again. We lost those two sentences. Copart and IAA.
Yes, they specialize in salvage vehicles who've been in accidents or storms or floods. With that being said, think about it going on your trailer. Accidents, storms, floods. So it's not going to be a regular lease return, dealer to dealer, you know, ship your car now kind of move. It's going to be an export move. It may be rusted. It may not have tires. It may be missing keys, busted glass. Somebody has to make a count. So what I'm saying is if they're not taking forklifts, that means your cargo has a really good percentage, a good chance of not being accepted. We offer port compliant repairs. Those are the simple repairs where they take this cargo so that the customer can get it overseas. But those are things that you have to have in place before you go stick in that car in your trailer, especially in an optimal spot when you got to unload running drives around them and you got a hot box forklift sitting in the middle of your trailer. You got to, before you put it on your trailer, you've got to answer all of those questions. How am I getting this off? Where am I getting this off? You know, and who's paying me to put it on? And I see where those questions aren't being answered up front because you come here, you're frantic, frustrated and nervous, confused, and now nobody's taking your calls. So let's start working on getting the answers together over the phone. So when you talk to these people over the phone, they can tell they're speaking with someone experienced, somebody who's did their homework, their research, and know what the heck he's putting on his equipment. It's not just enough to have the equipment. Now who's paying you and why are you putting, is it paying you good enough to put it on your equipment?
I love it. And I love how you guys were talking about, you know, no grease on the straps. I mean, this is really, really good info. I mean, you're really tapping on the pipes, and I love it. So here's what I want to ask you, Candy.
Yes,
if
sir.
Somebody wants to contact you because you got their attention, can they?
Yeah, you can reach us on the web. Like, I'm hands-on. I'm sitting at the desk right now, but the guys who come here day in and day out, like, we hustle. We're a small business. Like, we're outside. We're picturing something, videoing something, trying to get answers. We're an overseas guy.
What's the website?
It's jacksportstorage.com.
It is jacksportstorage.com. All right, I'm going to find that. Jacksportstorage.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's simple enough. The guys, they have our phone number. We get guys at Texas. We get titles here. You know, let's say Mannheim has already sent the title out. You know, we provide our address so that the driver can come through, pick up the title, and deliver it to the port. You know, quick or without Twick, we still have services off you.
Okay, contact Candy. I'm going to put it in the live chat. You guys see that right there. Contact Candy. Visit jacksportstorage.com. And when you go to the website, let's just go ahead and share the website here. We got the website, jacksportstorage.com, Twick Escort Service in Jacksonville. Make an appointment. How important is making an appointment?
The reason it's important is because, especially if you have a forklift, a lot of drivers, I call it like the express checkout, they're here. They know what they're doing, and they don't want to wait behind somebody who has 50 questions that is afraid to take the cargo off their trailer because they don't know if we're going to deliver it without them securing payment. They don't know if they're dropping it in their own power of attorney or somebody who has a lot of questions. So there are drivers who they have our cell phones. They will call and let us know because they don't want to get held up by someone who just doesn't know. But we want to be slow enough and patient enough to talk to carriers who have no idea what's going on, to educate them. But it's still a business, and we still gotta get it done. So when you call ahead, when you schedule an appointment, you can find out. One, if you're coming in at 9 o'clock at night, yeah, we're gonna make it accessible for you. The price is different versus coming at 4 o'clock in the daytime, but at least you know what you're up against.
Well, and calling ahead in general, we always talk about calling ahead. Even if it's a family member that calls ahead, you're too busy, you're driving, you're loading, you're chasing down a title, whatever it is you're doing, have somebody call ahead.
That's a nice picture.
Tell one of your kids to call. Listen, yeah. Son, you want to do something cool for me? Call ahead. Just make a phone call.
Because that way you'll know if you have to come here.
Yeah.
Your situation, you may be thinking one thing, and it may be totally different. I'm going to give a quick example. I lost my TWIC card, right? So I've been procrastinating, putting off, da-da-da-da-da. So I finally go up to the TWIC office to get it. Guess what? The TWIC office moved. They're not there anymore. So I'm all sad and somber. So I'm saying, go check the website. And I went to the website and filled out the crap right there, and boom, it's already headed back. And I could have did that a month ago. So, but I didn't. So we have to utilize the resources that's right in front of us. I know Tony going to see that. Dang.
That's a great example. I love it. It's real world. I'll tell you what. And Ty's got the shot of...
That was a nice truck.
Yeah. He gets a lot of good shots out there. I'll tell you what, Candy. This has really been... It's eye-opening because it makes me think... I see future content here. And I know you already make stuff. And we even... Remember that you sent me that... we had that, like, fake commercial... What kind of insurance was it? Sketchy insurance? That was hilarious.
Sketch? What was it? I remember.
Right? Oh, God, that was so funny.
I gotta find it.
And then you have I Love Car Shipping podcast. We gotta bring you back and make some more content. And so I know you're in touch with Ty, so you guys stay in touch, do what you're doing, and let's come up with another idea. We should bring you back, like, sometime in September with something. That'd be cool.
That'll be awesome. Guys, just ask questions. I respond well to text message. I hate the phones. I hate them.
Yeah.
But if you have questions, especially when you know you have cargo, you know when you pick it up if something don't feel right. You know, just ask questions.
Ty, final thoughts?
I'm happy we have good friends.
I know.
Good friends that are smart.
It makes me feel good and it makes me want to have a happy weekend, and I hope you do too.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Candy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Bye, Jay. Bye, Candy.
Okay. Bye, everybody in TV land. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining us on Cars on the Move. Don't forget to join us Tuesday night. Ship your car now. Go to camera one. Thank you, Candy. Ship your car now, live software demo, Tuesday night. That is going to be amazing. I'm not kidding you. Here, let's do this. Let's go to, I'll just show you here. We'll do this. Go to the YouTube channel. You just want to go ahead and do this now. Go to YouTube and, where am I at? There's Oh, it's industry news. Anyways, go to the YouTube channel, click on Ship Your Car Now live demo, and you can set your reminder. Click on the bell, set your reminder. This is going to be an amazing show. You're not going to want to miss it. We got John Robertson of Ship Your Car Now. We're going to talk about industry overview. It's a trade show level business presentation. That's Tuesday night. That's August 10th. And then he's going to give a live software demo of what's happening with Ship Your Car Now for dealers that need a better, faster solution for the online car buyer, home delivery, easy choices. Look at a menu. I just want to ship my car. I don't want to have a long conversation and get a story and a song and dance. I just want an easy choice. Okay, I'll ship it now. I can ship it fast. I can ship it best. He's got the menu. You're going to see it. He's got the live software demo. So that's Tuesday night. And then after the demo, we have the Powerhouse Automotive Professionals panel. I know, it's a lot. Because it's a lot of dealers, this is going to be an insane show. If you're a dealer, watch Tuesday night's Ship Your Car Now live demo. If you're a transporter, you're going to see more technology that's coming our way. And so that's going to be a great show. Also, on Wednesday, of course, we have DOT compliance, but Ty will be live from America's Auto Auction for the Guitars and Cars live auction. We're going to try and fit in a live event. Then we get the IARA coming up later this month. Black Widow's coming up later this month. So much cool stuff. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for saying hello in the live chat. We sure do appreciate it. Guys, we hope you have a great weekend. We know you're busy. We know you're working. Keep doing that. Keep us posted. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let me know how I can help. Thank you so much, Candy, for joining us today. Stay safe, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Peace out.